You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Healthy breakfast today, fruit and nuts and some cheese. Great way to start the day. Unfortunately, the nuts were on top of a chocolate-covered old-fashioned donut, and the cheese was cream cheese smothered in a jalapeno bagel. So right now, I feel like kind of bloated, and I don't know why they bring that to the meetings. Try to bring people to a Monday morning meeting, and what happens? Get full of food, and you can't even see straight. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate since 1988, here with Talon on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Now, don't forget, part four, the big segment, the weekly multiple listing update. Some interesting numbers year to date. And if I can find it, maybe we can just give you a little bit of a tease. I took a look at January and February of 05 compared to the first 2 months of 06. And the numbers are staggering. You know, the closed listings of single family residences the first 2 months of this year at 120. Well, in 05 was 142. Well, that's not too much of a difference. 22 fewer sales for the first 2 months. And the number of pendings? Oh, actually, again, about just only 18 fewer pendings. We had 178 pendings January, February of 06 versus 196. So what's the problem? Well, the number of new listings jumped up from 225 to 292 for the first 2 months of the year. So the ratio and percentage of the listings that are going into escrow is much worse. It's not in your favor if you're a seller. Number of price changes, first 2 months of the year, almost doubled. We had 93 the first 2 months of the year in 2005. People elected to reduce their price. Single family residences. First 2 months of 06, 159 people said, well, maybe I should reduce the price. Now, does that mean prices are plummeting? No. In fact, I mentioned this to my manager earlier today, and he brought up a very good point, and that was that people are just, it's kind of more of a reality check. And because someone sold last week, we don't tack on, we meaning sellers, don't tack on $100,000 more because, my goodness, sold last week for X, so mine must be worth X plus $100,000. Anyone use Zillow.com? Zillow.com, it's a new rage. I went on there and did my neighbor and then did my house and then did another house over in San Roque, a better school district, better house, bigger house, newer house, hardwood floors, raised foundation. And it actually came out lower than my neighbor's house, which I know for a fact. I mean, I originally sold it a year and a half ago. So, and then other people said, oh, I did my house and it just seemed to come right on. Don't really know what their long-term goal is on that, but it's happening at Zillow.com. If you have any feedback on that, you're welcome to call us at 564-1290. Sent out a big email on reverse mortgages and received two emails back on it. Some of it, it's so complicated on some of these emails, I'm not even certain how to broach it. But I am looking for feedback on reverse mortgages, and I got another story that will be told to me, so we'll compile that. You can call us at 564-1290, or you could simply call me after the program or email me and tell me your story on reverse mortgage or Zillow.com. Go to the website, RadioRealEstate.com, and you could figure out how to send me an email from there. Back in 2002, why don't we take an insanely early break? And when I come back, I'm going to tell you about why I hiked almost an hour back in 2002 to preview some land for sale. 10 acres was for sale. Why hike? I'm sure you've all read about the recent sale of 40 acres that the county basically, well, they auctioned off. I don't know if they foreclosed or whatever they did, but they sold this property, and there's been some controversy in the paper that I want to talk about in terms of should they have listed it and did it undersell. What is that property? Well, I have a little experience and spoke to two agents who had listings up in that neighborhood, and we'll tell you how I inadvertently ran into the fellow who was actually accused of setting the Painted Cave fire. Whether he did or not, I don't know. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.